in Northwest News from 88.5. Even if your school days are long behind you, there's something about this time of year that signals a return to routines. For families, high on that list is getting back to a set bedtime. As 88.5's Monica Spain reports, prioritizing sleep is not just for kids.
So you're dreading the whole drag your kid out of bed for school thing. Or maybe you just dread dragging yourself out of bed as shorter days approach and summer fun fades. According to Dr. Maida Chen of the University of Washington, you can get bedtime under control by walking your kids through the new schedule.
I think all families are better served if they're able to realize just how many hours we should be aiming for and really subtracting back from what time they realistically need to be up in the morning.
Chen, a professor of pediatrics, says children need 9 to 12 hours of sleep. She says almost always when a child has trouble with sleep, it starts with the adults in the house.
And if the parents are people who have very erratic sleep patterns, who habitually fall asleep with the TV on, with their phone in their hand, who fall asleep on their couch, the children learn to normalize that and learn to expect that that's what they think of as sleep.
Ideally, screens should be shut off 2 hours before bedtime, but even a half hour makes a difference. And Chen says no binge sleeping on the weekends. Her last piece of advice, kids like to be involved, so let them help set the schedule. And here's hoping you can get them to pack their lunches, too. Monica Spain, 88.5 News.